The Haines Public Safety Commission may broaden its scope and membership following a recommendation from the police chief. Chief Heath Scott says the expansion would give the group more of a holistic approach to public safety, with a stronger emphasis on health and wellness. Early this summer, the Public Safety Commission had a meeting about drug abuse. Representatives from the Haines Clinic, Lynn Canal Counseling, and school were there. After that meeting, Police Chief Scott had an idea.
I would like to take a more holistic approach to the Public Safety Commission.
Scott recommended adding three ex officio members to the commission: the clinic administrator, a behavioral health clinician, and the school principal. Scott says it would broaden the group's focus beyond enforcement and emergency response.
These are not invisible stakeholders. When we deal with issues within the community, we lean very heavily on these people. These people are a part of the solution and have been for some time. We're just not recognizing them at this level. And I think we do a disservice to the people that we serve by not doing that.
The assembly would probably have to alter code to facilitate this change. Code says the Public Safety Commission's main responsibilities are to promote positive relationships with police, fire, and emergency medical departments, advise the assembly on the organization and policies of those departments, and review police statistics. The commission also has potential sway in police chief hiring. Right now, the police and fire chief are the only ex officio members on the commission as dictated by code. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel supported Scott's suggestion. She said the duties of the commission could be expanded to take community wellness into account.
So in other words, you're not just talking about public safety issues, you're not just talking about police issues, you're also talking about wellness issues and advancing those things. That would become a part of your overall mission and scope.
The commission was agreeable to the idea. They voted to recommend it to the assembly. But that left one question remaining. At the commission's meeting in June, it voted to create a drug awareness task force. That task force has not been formed. The commissioners weren't sure whether that was their responsibility or the assembly's. Chief Scott suggested the commission itself be the task force, especially if the three wellness-focused members are added. But the commission didn't do that. Instead, they voted to ask the assembly to create a drug awareness group with no advice about who should serve on it. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.